Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness is age-abiding. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his kindness is age-abiding. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his kindness is age-abiding. To him who alone performed great wonders, for his kindness is age-abiding. To him who is maker of heaven with competence, for his kindness is age-abiding. To him who stretched out the earth over the waters, for his kindness is age-abiding. To him who made great lights, for his kindness is age-abiding. The sun as ruler in the daytime, for his kindness is age-abiding. The moon and stars as rulers by night, for his kindness is age-abiding. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, for his kindness is age-abiding. When he brought Israel out of their midst, for his kindness is age-abiding. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his kindness is age-abiding. To him who divided the Red Sea into two parts, for his kindness is age-abiding. When he brought Israel across through the middle of it, for his kindness is age-abiding. When he shook off Pharaoh and his forces in the Red Sea, for his kindness is age-abiding. To him who led his people in the desert, for his kindness is age-abiding. To him who struck down great kings, for his kindness is age-abiding. When he killed mighty kings, for his kindness is age-abiding. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his kindness is age-abiding. And Og, king of Bashan, for his kindness is age-abiding. When he gave their land as an inheritance, for his kindness is age-abiding. As an inheritance to Israel his servant, for his kindness is age-abiding. In that he remembered us in our low condition, for his kindness is age-abiding. And tore us away from our adversaries, for his kindness is age-abiding. He gives bread to all flesh, for his kindness is age-abiding. O give thanks to the God of the heavens, for his kindness is age-abiding. Psalm 137. At the rivers of Babylon, there we sat, and we wept too, when we remembered Zion. On the willows in its midst we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for the words of a song, and those who had brought us to lamentation asked us for rejoicing, and said, "Sing to us verses from a song of Zion." How can we sing the Lord's song on foreign soil? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget me. May my tongue cleave to my palate if I do not remember you, if I do not exalt Jerusalem at the foremost of my joy. Remember, O Lord, the sons of Edom, on the day of Jerusalem, those who said, strip it to its foundation. O daughter of Babylon, which will be destroyed, blessed is he who will requite you with retribution on you for what you did to us. Happy is he who seizes and dashes your children against the rock. Psalm 138, a psalm of David. I will give you thanks with all my heart. I will make psalm melody to you in the presence of God. I will worship in your holy temple, and I will give thanks to your name, for your kindness and for your truth. For you have made your saying great for the sake of nothing but your name. I called by day, and you answered me. You emboldened me with strength in my mind. Let all the kings of the earth give thanks to you, O Lord, when they hear the sayings you pronounce. And let them sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Although the Lord is high, he looks to the interests of the lowly, but he knows the haughty from a distance. If I go into deep adversity, you will preserve me alive against the anger of my enemies. You will stretch out your hand, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will conclude matters for me. O Lord, your kindness is age-abiding. Do not discontinue the works of your hands. To the choirmaster. Psalm 139. A Psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my mind from a distance. You discern my travelling and my resting, and you are acquainted with all my ways. For there is no word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know all of it. You confine me behind and in front, and you put the palms of your hands on me. Such knowledge is too wondrous for me. It is elevated. I cannot master it. Where can I go from your spirit, and where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. Or if I make my bed in the underworld, behold, you are there. Or if I take up the wings of dawn to dwell at the extremity of the sea, there your hand leads me to, and your right hand takes hold of me. If I say, surely darkness will envelop me, yet even at night light will shine around me. Even darkness cannot be too darkening for you, and night can shine like day. As is darkness, so is light. For you have taken possession of my kidneys. You wove me together in my mother's womb. I will give you thanks, because I have been awesomely, wonderfully made. Your works are wondrous, as my being is very much aware. My frame is not hidden from you, although I was made in secret. I was embroidered in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes have seen my embryo, and in your book all my days are written, which were formed when not one of them had yet come to pass. How precious your thoughts are to me, O God! How powerful are the things they head up! If I were to count them, they would be more numerous than grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Surely, O God, you will kill the wicked man, and say, you men of blood, depart from me, because they speak against you in deceit. Your enemies utter falsehood. Do I not hate, O Lord, those who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I have hated them with perfect hatred. They have become enemies of mine. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Examine me and know my thoughts, and see whether there is any idolatrous way in me, and lead me along the age-abiding way. To the choirmaster.